A troubled big bank gets unusual help from powerful friends.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. The French bank BNP Paribas faces a fine from America that could run $10 million. France's government doesn't like this, and officials at the very highest levels are getting involved. BBC Paris correspondent Christian Fraser joins us with the latest. Hello, Christian.
Hello.
So we expect that there would be a lot of talk in private, government officials advocating for a country's important bank. But what's striking here is how many top-level officials have gotten involved, even publicly. Today we have France's foreign minister on television saying that a $10 billion fine would be unreasonable. Why are we seeing such a high-level push here?
Well, it would represent the largest criminal penalty in history, surpassing the $4 billion agreement that BP signed in 2012. And no surprise, the foreign minister, Laurent Fabius, has been sent in to bat. He was talking on French television. If there's an error or a violation, then it's normal there's a fine, he said. But that fine has to be proportionate and reasonable, and this is not reasonable.
President Obama is in Europe now. There are a lot of issues on the table. How could this disagreement over the banking fine affect the American-French relationship?
I think it will certainly be brought up on Thursday when President Hollande meets President Obama at the Élysée Palace after the D-Day commemorations. And there is an implied threat from Laurent Fabius. He's saying that the US decision could raise questions over this EU-US trade negotiation, which is ongoing. Remember, Mark, that unemployment in France at the moment is over 11%, growth is stagnant, and so this is a government under immense pressure at home. And Laurent Fabius said, if you hit a French bank as hard as this, then it means less loans, especially for French firms. So certainly it's growing in terms of the diplomatic storm, and I would think the French will go very hard on it on Thursday when President Obama comes here.
Okay, the BBC's Christian Fraser in Paris. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark. You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading, down a 0.1% in France, about a 0.3% in the UK, and a 0.25% in Germany. More record highs yesterday on Wall Street. The S&P rose a 0.1% to end at 1924. The Dow gained 0.2% to finish at 16,743. Finding a first job in this tough economy is hard enough. For young people with autism, it's even harder. North Carolina Public Radio's Leonita Inge reports on some interesting startups that are hiring them.
If you talk to a parent who has a young child with autism, the conversation will eventually lead to the cliff. Lori Ireland and several of her friends are real familiar with the cliff.
As they aged, we saw the handwriting on the wall, so to speak, and the level of services really fall off.
The cliff becomes real visible when a young person with autism spectrum disorder reaches his early 20s and is no longer able to attend high school. Laura Klinger is a leading autism researcher at the University of North Carolina.
After graduation, about 35% of people with autism sit home and do nothing, not college, not employment, not vocational training.
That's why the Ireland family and friends decided to find jobs for their autistic children, even if they had to create the jobs themselves. Greg Ireland.
By the way, we measure ourselves a little differently. For us, if we give somebody a meaningful hour of employment, that's our goal.
So the business model they came up with is EV, For Extraordinary Ventures. It's home to several small businesses, including a successful laundry service.
Make sure there's no wrinkles. Fold one side, unfold.
Patrick Eden is 22 years old. He's worked for EV Laundry for more than a year.
I like the people, and I like giving quality work.
And a growing number of small businesses are employing workers with autism. Thomas Dieri and his family opened Rising Tide Car Wash in Parkland, Florida, to provide meaningful work for his autistic brother.
When car washes are run really well, they're very structured, lots of really well-defined processes, and those are situations that people with autism really excel in.
Experts studying autism say keep the jobs coming. That's because in the U.S., about 50,000 kids on the autism spectrum turn 18 every year. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Nuance Power PDF, designed for powerful business functionality that's scalable for the entire organization. Nuance.com/PowerPDF. PDF uncompromised. And by Zillow, with homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos all available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home. Education reporting on Marketplace is supported in part by the Kresge Foundation, working to expand opportunities in America's cities. More at Kresge.org.
Harley-Davidson motorcycles are favorites of bearded bikers and bros in the throes of midlife crises, but Harley wants to sell to more women, so it's rolling out new bikes this month. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on an iconic brand's big change.
Close your eyes and imagine the growl of a Harley-Davidson rumbling to life. Now, imagine what the driver looks like and erase it from your mind.
An interesting way for Harley to expand its business is to cater to a wider audience.
Morningstar analyst Jamie Katz says 30% of last year's sales went to what Harley calls its outreach market. That's anyone other than white men over the age of 35. The company hopes its street models that are lower, lighter, and handle easier will push up demand, including among the fastest growing demographic groups, women.
Women are climbing corporate ladders. They own a lot of small businesses, and so they have money and time.
Genevieve Schmidt is a founder and editor at WomenRidersNow.com. Schmidt expects the new bikes to draw first-time riders or urban bikers. But for women who want to hit the road, they're going to need something that looks and sounds a lot like what you imagine when you think of a Harley. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, limber folks in Washington, D.C. could see their tax bill rise. Local leaders are considering sales tax for yoga classes and other businesses. So district residents planning a yoga workout to loosen up before bowling or getting their car or carpet cleaned need to save up because all those businesses could soon be charging sales tax. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Used to be you couldn't just go online to get your credit score, you know. So what did we do?
You almost always did business with a banker who was a friend of the family or someone with whom you golfed. And you would just sit down and they would make a decision based largely on a gut feel, if you will.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story and more next time on Marketplace from APM. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.